A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, let's do a podcast for you on a Monday. What's up, Al? Good morning.
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I have a topic for you today. This is something that came up, you and I were discussing a little bit during a break today when you were hosting with the Boomer. I know we do this, we touch on this every once in a while, but I think it's interesting to revisit today. And that is, what is sports radio in 2026?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I really don't.
It's interesting, right? There's a...
Here's why it's interesting to me. Because if you go and look at the Barstool sports guys, and I don't mean Barstool guy stuff. I mean the Barstool sports guys. They are hardcore sports. And their numbers are insane with...
My grandmother again, the fly. The Nats.
Your grandmother, the fly is flying around.
Their numbers and their views are ridiculous. So the market hasn't shrunk, it's grown, yet I feel like we're here, and I think other sports radio stations are here trying to do anything but sports. I don't know. I really don't know, and I had someone reach out to me the other day. I'm going to read this to you.
All right.
Because this is very applicable to, I didn't know you were going to go in this direction, so this is actually funny that you bring it up. To some degree,
Keith. I love talking about sports radio.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. So here we go. This is from a friend of mine, Keith. He goes, hey, hope you and the family are doing well. I still watch you guys every morning. We moved down to Knoxville, Tennessee. Love it on CBS Sports Network. I have a very good friend of mine whose son just graduated. Okay, fine. Really wants to get into sports broadcasting. If you have any thoughts, okay, fine. You get these all the time as well. Here's what I wrote to him. Tell him to get into finance. Don't know what this business is any longer. It really feels like it's all about YouTube shows now. And inside of radio, we're trying to do anything but sports. So then he wrote back, ironically enough, someone we both know, he reached out to first, told him the same thing, which is very funny. I don't have an answer for you because I don't know.
It's just really weird because talk radio used to be sports talk, political talk, quote-unquote guy talk, or entertainment talk.
Right.
The Howard Sterns, Opie and Anthony, Bubba the Love Sponge. Yeah.
Guy talk.
There was a million of them. Yeah. Every city had a radio station.
Yeah.
And then when Opie and Anthony blew themselves up, that format sort of went away.
Yeah.
The combination of Opie and Anthony blowing themselves up in 2003.
Right.
And then Howard Stern leaving for Sirius in 2006, January of 06. So really thinking about it in 05.
Sure.
It's like the radio companies decided we don't want to be in this business anymore because it's too
risky.
Risky, yeah. So
For sure.
You do something, every guy's trying to top each other every day. So then it became like, okay, so are you going to do sports talk or political talk, right? Okay, so what do you do? So then, I mean, this is going back to when I was interviewing to be the producer for Boomer and Carton.
Right.
In
07.
In 07. And I was working with Opie and Anthony at the time.
Right.
And they were saying, well, you know, and Mark Chernoff had called me, and I met with Boomer and Carton, and I said, well, I go, I'm not really the biggest sports fan there is. And they go, no, it doesn't matter. It's going to be kind of lighthearted sports and other stuff. I said, okay, as long as it's not hardcore sports, I can do that. Which it turned out to not be hardcore sports. They were correct. But I just wonder, it seems like the sports hosts don't want to do sports except occasionally.
Except when it's good to do sports, when the teams are winning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that because sports is now and sports takes are available, if you're interested in that, on Twitter all day long, Instagram all day long, TikTok all day long, YouTube all day long.
Yeah. You can find it.
The radio station itself is repackaging all the stuff we do in the morning, and it's going on throughout the day.
Yeah.
And the listener volume is still there. Mm-hmm. The number of listeners. The caller volume is not.
No, there's nothing.
The callers.
It's almost dead.
It's almost dead.
Yeah.
And if you listen to shows that have callers, it's the same callers. So if you eliminate callers or don't do them as much, many shows decided that guests are not worth it. And but yet we're still doing 4-hour shows with minimal callers, very minimal guests.
No elements.
Yeah. So then you have to do things other than sports. Otherwise, how are you filling 4 hours?
Well, it's interesting because I guess this is where the market comes into play. One of my favorite stations, and I'm really excited for when we're on Sirius, because I do stream it through the Odyssey app. Not enough, but at least once or twice a week. I like The Fan in Dallas. They are as hardcore sports can be. And they're number one across the board. I don't listen to Spike in Philly because I'm not an Eagles fan or a Phillies fan.
We hate the Eagles.
But they are beyond hardcore sports.
They are?
And yeah, they don't do, I don't believe anything. I mean, Spike shows, he'll open a show with, you know, Bryce Harper, first base or right field, is this the right move? And then they get the callers involved, and they still do get call volume in Philadelphia. And it's a lot of Eagles. It is mostly sports. And they do ridiculous numbers. The difference between Dallas and Philly is you don't have 12 teams like we have here. You know, you don't have 2 football teams. You don't have 2 baseball teams.
But shouldn't that be easier to do hardcore sports then?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's the conundrum we seem to have. But I still like that. And I know I'm the dinosaur in the group. I get it. My life still revolves around it. And I'll be very honest, and we've talked about this. I still prefer a sports show. I like the nonsense for sure. But I still think it's supposed to be. You know how many of my friends tell me they don't listen anymore? Because whether it's our show, whether it's the midday show, whether it's, and they turn it on and we're not talking about sports, they go to the other station, which actually is mostly sports. So I don't know what the right answer is. And it's to be the boss and try and figure it out is not a good place to be right now. I think it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's funny because I always thought it was interesting about talk radio, no matter you're doing sports, politics, or guy talk.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Music radio, God forbid you let a DJ pick a song.
Right. The programmer, that was his Bible.
Yeah.
He like told even, you what to play and when.
Yeah. Like, even if you were like let's take somebody like the Rolling Stones,
mm-hmm.
and the station's just playing Start Me Up, but you go, you know what? There's some other really great Rolling Stones songs. Can I play another Rolling Stones song that was a hit that
right.
I want? No. But yet, talk radio... No one asks you, what are you doing for 4 hours?
No.
No one asks.
No.
And yet if you were a music DJ and you played one song that you weren't supposed to play.
It'd fire you.
Oh, you'd be reprimanded.
Or suspend you, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's an interesting, weird format.
It's different.
Yeah.
It is different. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a whole show laid out today, which got blown up in 5 minutes, which is fine. I mean, that's, again, I can be the fun part of it for sure. But there's no, like you say, there's no one coming in and saying, no, we're not doing this here. Nah, that's not relevant.
It's, yeah.
Just have at it for 4 hours.
Now, what do you think? So Boomer's take, and I have thought about this one. So Boomer's take this morning, he said to CeeLo. CeeLo was playing Yankee highlights. The Yankee game ended yesterday, I guess like 4 o'clock.
About 4:30, yeah.
4:30 on a Sunday. And this was at 7:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Boomer said, what are you playing those cuts for? That game was over so long ago.
Right, which we've done for 20 years.
Right. And your point was, well, then are we not playing clips on Monday morning of the 1 o'clock Jets game on
right.
Sunday? Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, where?
I don't know, because do I can make the case the baseball clips are more relevant than the football clips, because I know most people saw the football game.
Right.
A Sunday in the summer. While you probably know the scores, it's very easy on your phone to get them. I think there's a lot of people that listen that don't know how the teams won on Sunday because they were at the beach, at a barbecue, just doing things with the wives, Little League baseball, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching NFL football. So I could make the case that the baseball clips on Monday morning are more important than the football clips will be on Monday morning. Now, the post-game sound is completely different in my opinion because I don't think a lot of people see any of that or hear any of that.
Correct.
So if his point is he doesn't want highlights that end at 4 p.m. on Sunday, then I won't do any football highlights, which will make my life easier, quite frankly. And we'll just play postgame sound. It's fine. I have no issue with that. That's if it's a 1 o'clock game, those results are out. And we'll just play. How about this? I think every one of the Jets games, I think all 17 are at 1 p.m.
I think you're correct.
So therefore, we will not play one Jet highlight this season. But I'll give you Aaron Glenn and Garrett Wilson and, you know,
Geno
Smith and all of the players. We'll give you player sound, but no highlights.
Hmm.
And then there's no, do you have that game-winning touchdown? No, it happened at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where, if that's how you think, then let's stay consistent with it. Game ends at 4 p.m. We're not doing it the next day. Oh, it was exciting. Well, it ended at 4 p.m. Everybody heard it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other part about radio, which seems to get lost on people around here, is the idea that people don't listen for 4 hours. You know, one of the things that I do think Craig was really good at, and I would say I don't listen enough to know anymore. I would think G at 9 o'clock, but I don't think Boomer's interested anymore in doing it, is when you reset the program, the people listening at 9 sure as hell were not up at 6 o'clock. Like, research has shown that for decades.
Right.
The people at 9 o'clock are not, like, you always said people would be like, you know, how come they're not talking about this? You'd be like, well, you missed the Craig, the Boomer and Carton earlier. Like, they did that already. Well, I just woke up. Now, you don't want to repeat yourself every segment, of course, but every couple of hours, you know, ESPN radio at night, I don't know if you ever listened to that, but that's it's like a sports center on the radio. I love it because you get a lot of highlights. I get a lot of ideas for when I'm coming in terms of what went on around these leagues the night before. They do the same script every hour. Like every hour. I've been in the car where I start at, you know, let's say 3:05 and I'm parking my car at 4:05. It's the same thing because no one's listening for that long.
Right.
Now, you don't want to be that either, but there's also something to be said about the audience completely turns over constantly all morning, but it's not new to us.
Right.
It's tough.
Yeah.
That's why they play the popular songs. Like every hour you'll get the hits because people don't listen that long.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think one of the things where I talk about the shows, 4-hour shows are too long now. They just are. Like I don't think hosts have it in them anymore like they used to.
Okay.
Like I just don't think anyone, and I think that's probably because of attention spans of the hosts and producers and board ops and everyone's attention span. Everyone says everyone's attention span has shortened considerably, mm-hmm. and yet we're not adjusting to that. So I think 4-hour shows are too long.
But they're not going to pay for less.
What do you mean they're not going to pay for less?
I happen to agree with you. I think you think 2 is good. I'd be fine with 3, although 3 is still long.
Yeah.
But if you start doing that now, let's say you knock all these shows down to 3 hours, you've got to create another show or two. They're not going to pay for more shows.
Right.
And if you go with the 2-hour theory, you're going to create a lot of shows.
Got to create a lot of shows, right?
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. But not changing anything isn't going to work, I don't think. I don't know. I don't know how long you can keep doing without changing. Like, well, I don't know how long you could keep doing that.
I think until the numbers come down in terms of sales, I think you keep doing what's not essentially broken if the revenue is still here.
But here's the thing that's confusing to me. So I listen to Joe Rogan.
Okay.
He is one of the highest paid podcasters in America.
Right.
In the world. I actually think the Spotify deal was like $120 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened, Travis Barker of Blink 182 was on.
Okay.
I am an hour and a half into a 2.5-hour podcast. He's done two 1-minute commercials.
Right.
How are they able to sell those commercials? Whereas like in radio, there's a 6-minute commercial break. And on a podcast is a 1-minute commercial break. And I could fast forward through it. How are they paying so much money to afford to pay Joe Rogan $120 million?
So the only thing I can think of is they are going to gauge it by how many new subscribers they got when he became the exclusive home. I know he's on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I think audio-wise, you can only get it on Spotify, correct?
Now it's everywhere.
Oh, it is everywhere.
When he first moved to Spotify, that's what he did. And then all these companies that started doing that, SiriusXM started doing that.
Okay.
And then they all realized, oh, wait, we are better off just being the distributor where it goes on every platform, but we sell the advertising.
Yeah, I don't know, because my answer was going to be the Howard Stern model, essentially, that if you're getting Joe Rogan for $120 million, you know that you're going to add 1 million subscribers
right.
at $20 a month, and you can do the math very quickly. But if you're telling me it's still available everywhere, then I don't know. Great question.
Yeah. I don't know how
There's so many parts of business that just make zero sense to me. Zero.
Yeah.
And yet the things that do make sense to me fail. Because you're how stupid I am.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just funny. Like, I feel like sports radio has an identity crisis.
Like, and yet,
what are we?
Yeah, and yet sports as a topic is unreal in terms of viewership on YouTube. Incredible. Not for anything. For everyone that wants to talk about, you know, we got to do more guy talk and all this stuff, that's fine. You watch, and I know we play some funny clips from Shannon and Chad Ochocinco. They do a 2-hour show every night on YouTube, sometimes 3 hours, oh, by the way. They will just talk and talk and talk. Al, it is 95% hardcore sports. I don't mean like they're talking. No, I mean into the details.
Yeah.
of plays and sequences and locker room sound. It is hard. The Barstool guys are hardcore football when they get into it. And the numbers are incredible. To me, if there's an identity crisis, it's the fact that we're trying to be too much as opposed to... Now, again, Chad and Ocho will literally do, like on a Tuesday night, let's say. I'm not saying I don't think they cover hockey unless someone beats someone over the head with a stick. But they will run down like six NBA games and break it down. Box scores, numbers, winning streaks. And then if there was a big baseball game, well, not baseball at that time. Oh, no, it could be a baseball game in, let's say, April. They'll run down the baseball games. And I'm like, you look, they've done, you know, 2 million download views to this show. And while they're crazy at times, yes, 95% of it, it's two guys talking sports. It's bizarre. And this, I'll always come back to what I've said to you before. I guess maybe this is the answer. You got to like the personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what they're talking about. You're going to put them on. You know, if you liked Mike and Chris back in the day, but you were a Giant fan, if they opened at 1 o'clock with the Jets, I think you still listen to it because you like Mike and Chris. That's the only answer I think that makes sense. Because otherwise, I got nothing for you.
Yeah, I always thought that was funny too with the radio. it was never looked at like a program that started at 6 a.m. and ended at 10 a.m. It was when you dropped in.
Yes.
And yet we were always so like, what do you start? What's the show open? Well, that's only a show open for the people that listen at 6 o'clock.
Correct.
Someone who wakes up at 7, their right. show open is 7 o'clock.
I was going to say, what do you think is the most traveled time of the morning? It's probably between 6:30 and 8.
Yeah, I would think so.
So 7 o'clock is probably the sweet spot for the most listeners, and yet we're more concerned about opening the show at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
For who? That's an interesting part, too. You're right. That was why. So I said to Boomer this morning before the show, I said, hey, we don't have TV at 6 o'clock. You want to just knock the baseball out? Because I thought there were some relevant things to discuss from the Yankees and the Mets. I wanted to do that Lindor thing, which, you know, whatever. And he was like, no. He goes, we'll do football at 6 o'clock. They'll get us and they'll listen. Okay. Now, ironically enough, he went to Mark Melusis and the Yankees, which was funny. But, you know, I had that thought, too, that 7 o'clock, hey, we're on TV. That's the, when TV's with us, that's our maxed out audience, I would think. Radio, TV, 7 a.m. But maybe that's not the case because everybody watches everything on demand now. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
And I still, after all these years, don't know whether putting guests on is good or bad. I have no idea. Used to be when I would look at the ratings in Boomer and Carton era.
Right.
But again, I don't know how accurate the ratings are. When I would look at the ratings, the only people that moved the needle in a positive direction for guests was Jay Moore,
mm-hmm.
Artie Lang.
Interesting.
Now, Artie was coming off of his Howard years. Yeah. But other than those guys, either there was it didn't improve it or flat. It made it worse. A lot of times it made it worse.
I think in this day and age, we're at a point where when the ratings are good, we love the ratings. When the ratings are bad, well, how are they really measuring this?
Right.
And I think a lot of radio shows can claim that and do that. You know my opinion on that. I don't think a guest every day is smart by any stretch. But I do think from time to time it breaks things up. There are, like, I'll give you an example, and maybe it's not a great one in the morning, but no, I guess it is. Let's take it from the Giants side of things. We know Boomer's piped in with the Jets.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who's here?
Craig.
Hey, Craig's here. Handsome.
This is perfect. Actually, this is perfect. Oh, we got it. I don't know if his microphone's. It's up. You turned it up?
It was already up.
It was already up.
Craig's here.
Check, check.
So Jerry and I were discussing.
Well, this seems familiar.
Ah, how about
this?
This?
Right here.
Look at you.
That there. Okay. I can
my
do
wife.
This.
By the way, my wife said the other day, Craig lost weight. He looks good.
I did.
He looks
yeah.
handsome.
Kettlebell handsome. Workouts.
She noticed
you're
right
like
away.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Only kettlebells.
Let me ask you this. Jerry and I are discussing the state of sports talk radio.
Yeah.
You seem to have changed your philosophy.
I have.
On guests.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because of the way content is digested now. We're not just doing a radio show anymore. All the content has to live on social media and has to be successful on social media. And I think it's easier to get reaction, not just reaction, but views and interest when you're talking to interesting people.
But it seems like...
Good.
Something that's good on the radio doesn't work on YouTube, and things that work on YouTube are not interesting on the radio. So we're trying to be everything to everyone.
Yeah, but I disagree with the premise of that. I think the things that work on YouTube may not work on radio.
Yeah.
But I think things that are compelling and entertaining on radio are work on every platform. So, yes, I've changed dramatically from never put a guest on, because how many guests in the history of radio moved the needle?
I was telling Jerry,
maybe five.
When we used to look into Boomer and Carton ratings,
yeah.
It was legitimately Jay Moore and Artie Lang. Nobody else was a positive.
You know, who else did well? And I didn't. You and I argued about it because I didn't think he would do well. Richard Lewis did well.
Mm. Richard Lewis. Oh, I love Richard Lewis.
You love Richard Lewis. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
I was like, this is the worst thing ever. Like, no one's listening. And yet, every time he came on,
yeah, he was good.
There was like a little bump. But I've evolved in it. I have.
Have you looked at the radio ratings when you put a guest on?
Not specifically, no, I have not.
I would be
so I don't have empirical data to back it up.
Yeah.
But I have social media data to back it up.
I will tell you, as a listener, I like the guests. I do.
Yeah, and I find myself like, again, it depends on the guest. It also
always
depends on the host.
Yes, the co-host has to be able to ask fun questions and make it entertaining and
interesting.
I also
think, like, I always thought, like, I'm really good at interviewing people. I don't think there's a lot of good interviewers out there either. I think that's part of it.
I thought one of the weird things with the guests during the Boomer and Carton era was that even, like, I felt like people wouldn't give it a chance. So, for example, and the one I always remember, and I think this guy also passed away, there was an Indy 500 winner that came into town. They always did Letterman.
We always had them on, yeah.
We had the guy on. It was an absolutely hysterical interview. You're talking to the guy about shaving arms and shaving body hair to take off time. It was very funny. And it did poor in the ratings. Because I think when people hear, oh, we're going to put the Indy 500.
Not interested,
gone. Like, you're giving people a reason to bail.
Yeah, but I was thinking about this the other day. So we do a lot of Yankee talk now. Mets are irrelevant.
Yeah.
We get that, right? But I was telling Big Mac, who's off for like a month now, I go, like, I leave at 6 o'clock. He has never not done all Yankees.
Yeah.
As soon as I walk out
he
the
can't
door.
Wait for you to leave at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's a Yankee. And by the way,
I
get it. Like, he's like, Evan Roberts is all Mets.
I
totally get it. But it's one of those unique things about New York we've talked about forever. If he's going to do an hour on the Yankees, does a Met fan want to hear that?
What we were just discussing.
And the answer is no.
Right. We're in Philadelphia and Dallas. You've got one team and everyone comes together.
There's a threshold of I'll listen to it up to a point.
Right.
And now I don't want to listen to it anymore because I've no interest in them.
The one thing too with the guests real quick that for me, when I'm sitting in one of these chairs, no one goes out to anything anymore. So I don't want writers. I'm not saying that. But if you can get someone of substance to come on and give us something that's going on inside the doors, none of us, I mean, you're piped in, obviously, for some. Boomer is. But the rest of us aren't. I think it helps. It actually educates the audience a little about what the hell's going on.
Which is why I don't think you should announce that you're doing an interview. I think you just do it and it happens organically. Like, I'm not saying Justin Pugh's, the greatest interview of all time. It probably wasn't. I didn't know he was coming in. And all of a sudden, he just shows up. If I had promoted former offensive lineman Justin Pugh.
Right.
Click. But if he just shows up.
He was fun. I thought he was good.
And he was great.
He was.
Again, I'll find out what it did in the ratings, obviously. But yes, I have evolved my stance on interviews. Yes. You guys, apparently, as a show, have not evolved leaving at 10:01.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't leave at 10:01.
No, not you two. I said not you two. You guys are here. But I mean, I don't know why I'm here this early either. But Boomer ain't here.
Is he gone already?
Gonzo.
Wow.
Yeah, him and Gio, I think, raced to the door. typically.
Yeah. They got golf to play. Yeah, tee times to make.
Who's golfing today?
I don't know. I'm not. Usually they got tee times to get to.
Isn't it hard, though, to...
To be this good at golf? Yes.
To judge where you say, well, it works. Some of these things work on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because so much goes into whether something works on YouTube. So I can look at plenty of YouTube videos that the radio station puts out that do terrible, embarrassing numbers.
Yeah.
And then others that do huge numbers, and I don't understand why. It's almost like... If they put out, there's so many things go into it. Did they put out too many videos in a short period of time that they're not going in the algorithm? Like, it's a million things, and every single video is a picture that doesn't look like you because they're using AI. So I'm like, who's this bald guy?
Right.
And you're shouting, screaming, everything's on fire, the world is ending, and it's like every video can't be.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. Like when I was doing the podcast through a company called Red Seed Ventures, and it's a 1 hour podcast every day. So in the 7 months, 8 months we did the show, we had 400 million views on social media. But if you broke down the platforms where those views are at, YouTube was in dead last.
Hmm.
So how come, strange, like I put out a video, I'll give you an example. So I'm doing a thing with Lil Wayne now.
Yeah.
So Lil Wayne and I are talking about him rapping over It's Raining Men. It's 40 seconds, right. All right? It's already done over a million views on social media, and I think like 3,000 on YouTube.
Which makes no sense.
Which makes no sense, which is why, right? Apparently, and I'm learning about this on the fly as you guys are, the money's at YouTube, the money's at Spotify, as I understand it. But there's also money, if you learn how to do it, you can monetize views on Instagram. Like, I don't know why, but... Like, I probably have 200 million views on Facebook. Huh. Now, I've never seen a penny.
Right.
But you can monetize that. You just have to decide you're going to monetize it. But what I don't understand is, why does something resonate on TikTok versus Instagram versus, you know, X, and then doesn't resonate on YouTube or with a podcast download?
Right.
Or vice versa. Like, the most watched episode of me and Wayne right now is a guy YouTube never heard of. The former CEO of Nickelodeon, who greenlit SpongeBob, and is the guy that greenlit Yellowstone on Paramount.
Wow.
That's our most watched video on YouTube. But Plaxico Burress saying that going to prison was like playing for the Jets is the most
I believe that.
Viewed clip we've had.
Yeah, well, YouTube loves a longer form content.
I think so, too.
And that's the only way to make money.
Well, how do you do on YouTube Shorts?
Better than on long.
Than on the...
But those are still probably, 5 to 8 minutes, I think?
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little less than that, but more than a 60-second clip.
Right.
So to go back to your original thing, you still just have to do the best radio show you can do, because that's what we get paid to do. And then if it resonates on other platforms, to me, that's just gravy.
Yeah. Do you think if I put a... male talk show against WFAN, a male hot talk station, I would beat it.
On FM?
Yeah.
With the red show?
92.3, I'm putting a FM.
With the red show?
Yeah, but that's the thing. What is even available to go against?
You would compete high again with the camera. I think you'd compete overnight.
Like, I thought that whole Knicks run, which I think was fake, that people... We're liking the Knicks, and the ratings proved I was correct. That I thought, wow, if I was running an FM talk station against FAN during the Knicks run, I would have won.
Yeah, but are you willing to do what an FM talk station needs to do?
And that's what we were just discussing. It's too risky.
Right. And then who was your hosts? Because they're all...
Like if you brought Opie and Anthony back, let's say in their prime right now.
In their prime, yes.
Could they do what they did? And the answer is probably not.
Right. Not today.
No.
I don't think
so. I mean, what company's going to employ you?
Right.
Number one.
Right. Like, it's too much of a chance you're taking.
Yeah. I mean, think about the kickback we get on random topics that, you know, it's not often here. You know, whether it's our show or your guy's show, there's stuff that we say that all of a sudden, oh my God, how could you say that?
And it's so tame compared to the other stuff. Right.
Right. Because the world's different. But yes, if you had a badass FM talk station that was allowed to push the envelope, I think he would do very, very, very quickly, too.
Yeah.
The one thing about the Nick run, though.
I'm going to have a conversation upstairs right about now. Enough of this Yankee crap.
The Nick run,
I want to talk about girls.
A little different. The radio station, the way I understand it, did very well financially during the run.
During the Knicks run?
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and the ratings were good, and they were better.
Oh, yes.
But we were not one like I thought.
The ratings
were
really
be.
Good, but I'm with Al. I thought in this crazy run for the first time in 53 years, and the one thing we just talked about, like there's Yankees and Mets, there's Jets and Giants, everybody here's
yeah,
a Knicks
for sure.
fan.
Yeah.
Ratings didn't double.
Right.
No, they got better, good. But they weren't through the roof like I thought they were going
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, and by the way, that's also for us in radio, the spring ratings book is usually a good one anyway. Hmm. Like, and it wasn't like a 2X that I saw. It did well, but not as big as you might think. Now, I think they did great financially.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was told. Money-wise, this place did very well.
Well, that's good that we all get to keep our jobs.
Yes.
Right? You guys make a lot of money, this podcast. I was told this is the number one podcast in the company right now.
We up there.
No, I'm not even kidding.
No, no,
Well, that means cha-ching.
Oh, yeah.
Well. You guys aren't cashing in on this? How is it? Wait, hold on. I was trying to get to the bottom of this. You've done this show for, what, 15 years?
10.
The podcast?
No, we started 11 years.
But it's more than a decade.
Yeah.
You know that, like, Evan Roberts gets paid.
Yeah.
We get paid. No, we get paid.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Oh, no, we do.
Big Mac. I mean, it's pennies right now.
No,
but,
I know. No, we get paid. I don't complain about it. We get paid.
We get paid. We're good on the on bonuses for once you pass a certain number of downloads.
Yes.
Got it. Got
that
it.
Comes out cool.
But I was someone told me the other day, you guys, man, number one, but top five in the company.
We there's some sort
I think crime beats you.
There's some sort of Philadelphia Eagles podcast that does very well.
The birds.
Fly Eagles.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Yeah, they do very well.
Because they're nuts. Their Eagle fans are crazy.
Yeah.
Which is great.
But look, it's still top five's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'd like to be one.
Because let's be honest, what do you guys, I mean, what was today's content?
You.
What is sports? What is the sports radio have an identity crisis?
No, and I do say this. It pains me when former sports talk radio guys attack sports talk radio today. Like you'd be doing something different.
Right.
You wouldn't be. And I think sports talk radio is as important in the kind of zygote of sports in this town as it's ever been.
But I thought
WFAN's still a very relevant radio station.
Oh, for sure.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all. But looking at like YouTube numbers of shows that are specialized as opposed to we're everything.
Yeah.
I think that is a little bit of an issue. I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, do a niche show, but then you lose ratings.
But
I know you're better on YouTube. I'm with you on that. I agree. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this one? I had brought up to Jerry that music radio, like they might, like a classic rock station might play a certain number of Rolling Stone songs. And Rolling Stones have so many great songs that people know, but that they don't play. And if you as a DJ played one of those, your boss would be pissed, right? 3 minutes, 4 minutes that you played the wrong song. And with talk radio.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
They just hand you 4 hours ago. Here you go.
Yeah.
4 hours.
Don't screw it up.
No questions. Why did you talk about Mike in the 8 o'clock hour?
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny because when I was doing mornings in Denver, it was a rock station. It was KBPI Rocks the Rockies. I know I only played like 2-3 songs an hour when I got there, but there was a song that came on by a group named Bush, all right? Bush. And I thought it was the worst song I'd ever heard. So I say it on the radio. I go, I'm really sorry about playing that song. That might be the worst song I've ever heard. So after the show, Bob Richards, my program director, called me into his office, and I was making $65,000, all right? And he goes, we spent $250,000 last year on like audience
research. Yeah.
And he goes, and what we learned after spending $250,000, four times your salary, is that our audience loves Bush and wants to hear that song. So when it's in the thing tomorrow,
play it.
Are you gonna play it? I go, seems like I will.
And you're going to like it.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I did the same thing to him I did to Chernoff here. I said, if and when I become number one,
right,
I'll play whatever I feel like playing. And we were very lucky. We were number one in the first book. Beat Stern and beat a show out there called Loose and Floor Wax, right? I never played a Butch song ever again. Mm.
And you did just fine.
Did just fine.
Yep.
That's exactly right. But I also didn't say I hated, you know, the band. Because
right,
obviously the audience loved the band.
They loved
it. We also had to play two Metallica songs every Monday. Metallica Monday.
Mandatory Metallica.
Mandatory. Yeah. You lived in those days.
Get the lead out.
Yeah.
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 Two for Tuesday.
You
two
never did Tuesday. A rock show, did you?
I worked with Booker at K-Rock.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That was so much fun. That was a great job because...
He was a good dude, too.
He was a good dude.
Yeah.
Even when he was... I was out of work from the...
From Ron and Fez and...
All that crap, yeah.
Right.
And he had a producer opening for a music show in the afternoon. He said, this is an off-the-air job. He said, it's going to pay crap. He goes, but I'm going to put you on every break, everything. And then at some point go to them and say, hey, I'm on the air every day. So that's what he did. And then...
So he hooked you up.
He hooked me up really nice. But then at that time, then... The corporate job opened up, which I went to because they were paying me crap there at K-Rock, and then it got all mixed.
How long were you a corporate before you, 07? 2 years?
No, I did like a year in 05, and then back in 06.
For David Lee Roth, right?
Yeah.
Right. Hmm. The good old days.
Great days.
Yes.
Have you seen him on stage recently?
I went in June 5th.
But now, don't
went.
Say anything. What did you think?
Are those... impossible to watch.
Yeah, I thought so. He loved
it.
He was there.
No, I'll
okay,
tell
maybe
you, the videos online are terrible.
Brutal, yeah.
But for some reason, in person, and the audience, there was not a single person in that audience going, what am I listening
really?
To? Everyone
you know,
was into
what's
it.
What's weird about seeing the videos is that, and I don't know why I make this comparison, Mick Jagger still looks like it's appropriate for him to be on stage
yeah.
doing it.
Yeah,
David Lee Roth doesn't.
Yeah, it looked
yeah.
weird.
He looked weird.
In the leather pants.
Yeah, yeah
moving
just weird.
Slow. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I turned
yeah.
it on. I'm like, boy, Al's going to rip this Monday. He came in. He
can't
great.
Rip because
yeah.
he loves him.
No,
yeah,
that was
no,
great.
I get it.
I loved it.
Yeah, and you shouldn't love David Lee Roth.
Because he hated you.
The story we've told him many times.
I'm not even sure yeah. he knows who I am.
Look, do you think David Lee Roth's show today would be different in the ratings?
No.
Me either.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get so yesterday's bad. Newspaper and start reading it.
Yeah.
I did like him when he, before they hired him, they had him do a week of shows at WBCN at night. And he was playing music and telling rock and roll stories. And that was
up in
cool.
Boston, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was a nighttime vibe.
That's how he got
but,
the job.
Yeah, but doing mornings.
Didn't fit him.
Didn't fit him.
No, and then because he all of a sudden wanted to be this like eclectic jazz guy.
Yeah.
Right? And he wanted to do like weird, like all of a sudden it was... You know, this is my palette. I'm not going to do anything I want.
Yeah.
Like, what interests me? And it's like, no one else cares.
I also think they told him, this is your show. You do what you want.
Right.
And then they told management, you better control this guy.
but they hired him off those demo shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how he got the job.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was originally offered, it was going to be Boston, New York, Philly, West Palm, I think. And they were splitting the country up. Right, you had
Dallas
Adam Carolla was out west.
Yeah,
you had what's his name out of Cleveland
Rover.
Or Chicago. Rover.
He
yeah,
got Cleveland and Chicago only.
yeah. None of them did well.
Yeah, I think Adam Carolla did well in Vegas and Phoenix.
Okay, but not in L.A.
Not in L.A.
Yeah. So there you
right.
go.
I gotta go walk a dog.
What's your guy? What's just real quick? When you play golf now? Because one of my kids was watching you play golf the other day. It was Anthony. And he goes, doesn't Jerry play a lot of golf? I go, I think he does.
I'm terrible.
He's like, yeah, but shouldn't he be better?
Nope.
Nope. And I'm going to take a shot.
I say to my
it.
Son all the time, how can you do something for 30 years and be so bad at it?
Yeah.
That's
like,
me.
Like if you were going to play a round of golf at a decent public course, would you break 100 or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You
would. I'm a 13 handicap.
That's
not
a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
You're not breaking 90.
I break 90. I shot 84 on Saturday.
For real, for real?
For real. Now, my son shot 72 and kicked my ass.
Well,
but,
he's like a professional
golfer. By the way, your
golfer.
Son has now ducked me the entire summer.
By the way, you know, I'll tell you why.
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's undefeated.
But
yeah.
he said he wanted to come out on a Saturday morning.
By the way, I'm sure he
texted
does.
Texted him three times.
I'm sure he does. And I'm offended by his failure to return a text message.
It's all right. I'll
no,
try
not,
him one more time.
It's not all right. He was
I'll
raised
try him one more
that.
Time. That's okay.
No, let me again. It's not okay.
All right.
Now, you can respond and say, I can't make it. That's okay.
You know, he was into it.
Yeah, but not responding and then never setting up a date. Frankly, I can't punish him anymore. But
no.
It's not okay.
I'll take care of it.
No, I'm going to take care of it.
I got it. I'll text him again today before he texts you or you text him.
I'm going to take care of this right now.
Get out of here.
All right. Good seeing you guys.
Warm up is next. So.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.